Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We've been looking at all the best players in the NFL by position. We did the quarterbacks. We did the running backs. Today we're going to do the wide receivers. You talk about a position that's hot. It's wide receiver. You talk about the draft, the first couple of rounds of the draft, elite receivers are being selected, and they are getting paid fat bags of money to perform on Sundays in the NFL, and for that matter, Mondays and Thursdays, too. So let's look at who's the best. We'll start at one with Devontae Adams. Now with the Raiders, how interesting is that? He's in Sin City, the beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, playing for the silver and black. I saw him at training camp yesterday, running routes and wearing that kick-ass uniform. When you think about it, I think the Steelers and Raiders have the two coolest uniforms in the NFL. You cannot even top that. Pittsburgh black and gold. And then the Raiders do look badass in their silver and black with those great Raider helmets. You got to admit, at least I can admit it. And one of the greatest rivalries of my lifetime has been the Raiders and Steelers. But Devontae Adams is now playing for the Raiders with his old buddy Derek Carr, who went to college with at Fresno State. And a lot of NFL executives still believe he's still the best. Big, athletic, runs all the routes, competitive. His spatial awareness and route feel are the best. There are times because of how good he was with Aaron Rodgers where you couldn't even guard the guy. In 2021, Adams was coming off a historic 18 TD season and got even more attention from NFL defenses, doubling him all the time. He still came up big. Career highs in receptions, 123. Yards, 1,553, and catching a pass on 23.3% of his routes, good for second among receivers behind only Cooper Kupp. Aaron Rodgers recorded an 88.5 total QBR when he was thrown to Adams as his target last season. Adams produced a 6.2% catch rate over expectation last season, good enough for sixth in the NFL among receivers with 100-plus targets. Adams, 5.1 yards after the catch per reception, ranked 21 in the NFL in 2021. Some people think he's going to fall off playing for the Raiders and playing with Derek Carr as opposed to playing with Aaron Rodgers. Only time will tell. I still think he comes up big. Not only that, I said on C2C yesterday, I think he'll end up having more touchdowns than any receiver in the NFL this season because of Derek Carr and his relationship. By the way, he was ranked number one last year as well. At number two is Cooper Kupp. He was honorable mention last year, but he soars to number two. The guy really was remarkable. He had it all. He led the league in catches, 145 of those. He led the league in receiving yards, 1,947 incredible yards, and he led the league in touchdown catches with 16. He led in nearly every other receiving category as well, from catches for a first down with 89 to catches of 40-plus yards. He had 9 of those. Kupp's 111.9 expected points added was number one among receivers by a long shot, and he ranked sixth in catch percentage at 75.5%. In his first 4 years, he never topped 1,200 yards, but then Matt Stafford came to Lipstick City, and that was the end of that. How about one NFL coach saying, quote, "I love him, but If I'm drafting pure receivers to dictate coverage and handle any scheme and win matchups, other receivers offer more flexibility. He's a byproduct of that Rams scheme a little bit, end quote. Bottom line is, Kupp is so fast and his instincts are so incredible. He's quick, he's strong, he does it all, he makes catches, he comes up with the ball, he scores touchdowns, and nobody can guard him. Number three is Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals. He was unranked because it was his rookie year. So now look at him. I mean, the guy absolutely went off. 81 catches, 1,455 yards, and 13 touchdowns. Many people believe he's going to be number one next year after this season. One NFL official said he might be the best in a year because he's got it all. He had 11.5 yards per target and 13 catches for 30 or more yards, each ranking second in the NFL. His 658 yards after catch ranked third, and his catch rate over expectation, 6.2%, tied with Adams for sixth. Many people believe he's taken over as the best receiver in the NFL already because of his hookup with Joe Burrow, the Bengals' great young quarterback. Number four is Justin Jefferson of the Vikings. He wasn't even in the top 10 last year, and he has just taken off since his 2020 rookie year. Now he's just a star. He caught 108 of his 168 targets for 1,616 yards and 10 touchdowns. He ranks 14th in yards per catch at 15 yards per catch, and that's crazy. The guy produced a record 2,060 air yards, which was 45% of the team's total output, 3% higher than any other player in the league. He also saw 28.9% of Minnesota's targets, the third most in the league. They say he's not a burner. Is that right? Well, how about he ran a 4.4 40 before the 20 draft and broke 11 plays for 30-plus yards in 2021? Everybody knows he's going to get millions of targets in the new Vikings scheme. At number five is Tyreek Hill, now with the Miami Dolphins after leaving his boy Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs in Kansas City. Last year he was ranked number four, but he got a gigantic four-year, $120 million deal to go to South Florida. I mean, the guy's a freak. Over the last three seasons where he's been relatively healthy, he's averaged 95 catches, 1,331 yards, and 12 touchdowns. Since 2020, he has 15 catches over that time in which he hit at least 20 miles an hour. The guy hauls ass. He had 13 catches of 20-plus yards and just 3 catches of 40-plus yards compared to 19 and 5, respectively, the previous season. He did drop 7 passes, but who cares? One executive said, people don't talk about how good he is at running routes and how good his hands are. Extremely natural, extremely strong. He's a different level. Not sure if you can do anything against him. So last year, Stephon Diggs was ranked third. Now he's sixth. But I think he's going to have the best season of any receiver because of his boy Josh Allen. I think Allen's stock has risen so high, and he's rated, some people believe, if you will, the best quarterback in the NFL now. Others don't buy that. Some people think he's number three behind, you know, Rodgers and Mahomes. A lot of people think that Allen's the best already, and maybe one of the reasons for that is he gets to throw to Stephon Diggs. His numbers dropped off a little in 21, but his 103 catches for 1,225 yards on 164 targets were still in the top 8 for wide receivers. He had 127 catches and 1,535 yards as like the same target share in 2020. This past season, he had 10 touchdowns. Nobody could stop him. So in honor of that, they gave him a four-year, $96 million extension in the offseason. Number seven is DeAndre Hopkins of the Arizona Cardinals. He was number two last year, and now number seven as he drops down. But, you know, he missed games, seven of them, because of injury. He had a sprained knee. He had surgery. And then in May, he was suspended six games for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. He does well with Kyler Murray, posting a 95.9 total QBR. Murray did when targeting Hopkins, eight touchdowns to zero picks. He had 42 catches for 572 yards, short of 1,000 over a 17-game season, career lows. He's failed to produce double-digit touchdowns in three straight seasons, so maybe some people think Hopkins is overrated. Number eight is Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Bucks. He was ranked seventh last year, drops down one. The guy still lights it up. He's the lone receiver in the league to record eight consecutive 1,000-yard seasons since entering the league. And over the last 2 years, he's done it with a low target share, 223 total targets since 2020. But he's got 27 touchdowns in that span. He's scoring on every 8.3 targets. He was ranked a low 37th in the league among receivers in after-catch yards. He only had 508 in 2021. Deebo Samuel's ranked ninth now. He was unranked last year, but the hybrid receiver running back combo meal that he is simply electrifying. He actually, remember, he was a second rounder in 2019. He rushed 59 times in a regular season, 27 times in the playoffs. They worked his ass off. How about 10 yards after catch per reception? You can't stop him. That's tops in the league. And he had 77 catches for 1,405 yards. He's simply a badass. DK Metcalf of the Seahawks is 10th. He was 9th last year. He had 12 touchdowns on 75 catches and 967 yards. Honorable mention was Keenan Allen of the Chargers, A.J. Brown of the Eagles. McLaren, Godwin, and Thomas also were mentioned.
About Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.